Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Bose Kata was born into tea. He grew up on a Kenyan tea farm before traveling to the United States to study computer science. A graduate of the University of Nairobi with a master's in business administration, he started his first business as a teen, packing branded tea. He next acquired a small factory where he learned to make tea. In 2013, he launched Tomoe Teas. Bose later co-founded PeaStack in 2017 to promote orthodox processing of new cultivars and whole and broken leaf teas. Kenya currently focuses almost exclusively on bulk sales of cut, tear, and curl teas, CTC, that generate more than $1 billion annually. Tea exports account for nearly 25% of Kenya's foreign exchange earnings, but only 10% of tea exports are blended, packed, or branded. Kata envisions a time when demand for Kenyan whole and broken leaf teas enables blenders, packers, and producers to enjoy a comfortable standard of living. We have a special guest from the Nandi Hills in Kenya. Joining us today is Bose Kata, who's been a friend and a wonderful contributor to the world of tea. Bose, welcome to Tea Biz.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dan.
Plans for the tea conference were set for 2020, but were disrupted by the pandemic. Now, PeaStack is back on track. The two-day event will feature a tea competition with an impressive group of judges, speakers, and workshops to encourage the processing of whole-leaf tea in several styles.
Yes, Dan, you and I have met very many times in expos out there. You know, we meet in Las Vegas and in places like that. But there's been a thinking and saying, how about having a tea expo, a tea convention, right where tea grows in Africa? We are talking specialty tea, orthodox tea. African countries are predominantly known for CTC. But this is saying there is actually orthodox and specialty tea in Africa. So this is the first of many that will come. We are starting out this time in Nandi Hills for the first African Tea Expo, and I think it's exciting. I mean, this is exciting stuff.
The event coincides with the United Nations International Tea Day on May 21st, beginning a week of celebrations worldwide. Bose, will you explain how those who cannot travel to Kenya can participate via online streaming?
Yes, so this is right on International Tea Week. This expo, as I say, is going to really try and stream most of the information that we'll be holding. Quite a number of international speakers invited, just to name a few. Shireen Johnston from Australia. Dan was supposed to be there, but it's okay. We excused you for this one. Bernardine Tay from the UK. We have a group that is coming from Turkey. We have a group that is coming from the US and North America. They're still firming up who exactly they would send. But basically, we have all these speakers, 80 number, who would be coming to Kenya, some great photographers included, to stream the event. And in these 2 days, there will be presentations showcasing of African specialty tea, judging of the tea. You know, you can watch this live, hear how the teas, the judges have to say about them. We'll take you on a farm tour and give you a virtual tour of just what it feels like to be in Kenya and have great discussions on sustainability. We really, really believe that the specialty world of tea can really stand in for regenerative agriculture and sustainable agricultural practices. We'll be able to share these stories with you. So it will be 2 great days that I think would be engaging for everybody who can connect online and really feel what is happening in specialty teas in Kenya We'll end the show with actually a presentation on a site that will be able to host these teas online and allow the buyers all over the world to be able to purchase the teas right after the expo.
Unlike urban conferences, PSTAC will host this event in the rolling, lush green Nandi Hills. This picturesque terroir rises 5,000 to 7,000 feet above sea level and is located west of the Great Rift Valley, about 350 kilometers northwest of Nairobi. There are no seasons. Tea planted on the equator receives 12 hours of sunlight every day of the year.
We are all suffering from climate change, and the weather patterns are beginning to be unpredictable. I think tea can be a big contributor in reversing this. When we go to the specialty tea world, there is really a lot of room to really work on sustainable agriculture, and I'll mention a few. It's very easy for the small-scale tea farmer to switch from agrochemicals to hand weeding and manual weeding. We have farmers who have switched from industrial fertilizers to using compost and manures of that kind. We have a setup, I would say, like in Tumoi Teas, where we 100% do not use any firewood in our tea drying, the tea industry uses quite a number of woodlots to do their tea drying. But we have switched to 100% briquettes made from the sugar industry for tea drying, under electricity as the other part. So all these little pieces mean more forests, less chemical, a thriving flora and fauna. In a nutshell, that's really, really fertile ground for regenerative agriculture.
There are now 17 Orthodox factories producing full leaf and rolled green, black, and white teas and oolongs. Kenya developed climate-compatible purple tea cultivars that deliver impressive health benefits. Three factories produce purple teas. Your Tumai Tea Farm is a leader in purple tea production. Will you describe how Kenya's specialty tea segment is evolving?
I could get too excited and talk at this for so long, but let me give you a very brief on this. I say there are five P's that make a tea specialty: the plants, the place it grows, the process it undergoes, the people, and finally, the variety of products that we could get, When we look at the tea plants in the specialty tea world, we are very cultivar specific. We focus on that and let that grow naturally. We look at the places, just identify the very right environment where that tea would thrive without too much of, industrial fertilizers and stuff like that. We look at the processes, as I said, and look at it and say, would hand plucking work better? Keep to hand plucking. Would just pulling out the weeds be better for the environment? Do that. So all these things are really possible when you're looking at smaller farm units by farmers. But collectively, they become a big deal, that you have 100, 200, 300 farmers doing their small thing and doing very, very well. But overall, they are going to contribute big to the change and, sustainability and all, but beyond sustainability, we'll also get you a great tea. You will get lovely, 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 unique teas.
East African nations are investing in infrastructure and devising incentives to add value in country by blending and packing at origin. Kenya's at the forefront.
The Tea Board of Kenya has been very crucial. They have participated. There will be big players. They have sponsored some events. The current regime in Kenya is really, really arguing for value addition, keep the dollars in Kenya. We are seeing jointly, a space that we can really end up with more income for the tea farmer. So there's been really good collaboration. I loved the collaboration by the Tea Board of Kenya. I loved their participation. I loved the participation of other governments. As I said, I traveled recently to Zimbabwe. I traveled to Mozambique. And I actually was impressed by the local governments there who, you know, said, welcome, anything you can do for our farmers to get better incomes, we will work with you in that journey. So I think Africa, Kenya is just basically transitioning to this place. And I think the entire world is realizing this crop belongs to the farmer. Anything that we can do to ensure the farmers' pockets are healthier and wealthier, we shall do it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.